Welcome back to the T2 Data Playbook. In episode 1, we talked about why identity you can prove is the foundation of every dealership strategy. Today, we're taking the next step. Because once identity is verified, the real question becomes, how confident are you in the data driving your decisions? In this episode, we break down the Data Confidence Index, the scoring framework that helps dealers prioritize records, improve conversions, reduce waste, and finally trust their reporting. And joining me again is Jason Harris, a 25-year automotive veteran and data strategist who helps dealers execute this methodology. Let's jump in.
Thanks, it's great to be back. I love doing these short and meaningful data plays with you.
Jason, I know you wanted to talk about data confidence in dealerships.
Data confidence in car dealerships is like a house of cards. One wrong customer record and the whole system comes crashing down. Today, we're exploring why 30% of dealer marketing budgets are being completely wasted on phantom customers. We are talking hundreds of thousands of dollars wasted.
That's a staggering number. What made you start looking into this issue?
Well, I've been analyzing how dealerships handle their customer information, and it's pretty alarming. We're talking about businesses making million-dollar decisions based on databases filled with disconnected phone numbers, bounced emails, and addresses from 3 moves ago.
That reminds me of a dealership we were talking about before we started recording, where they proudly showed off their customer database, but it was complete chaos. Duplicate entries everywhere.
Exactly. And here's the crazy part. Like, every department treats this questionable data like it's solid gold. Sales thinks they've got hot leads. Marketing is throwing money at these ghost customers, and the BDC team, they're basically dialing into the void.
So what's the real cost of all this bad data?
Let me break it down with some numbers that'll blow your mind. A typical dealership spends around $30,000 monthly on marketing. If 30% of that targets invalid customers, which is common, that's over $100,000 wasted annually just on marketing alone.
That's absolutely shocking. How are dealers not catching this?
You know, it's because the industry has always operated on gut feelings and relationships. But here's where it gets interesting. There's this new concept called the Data Confidence Index that's completely changing the game.
Tell me more about how this index actually works in practice.
Think of it like a credit score for your customer data. Every piece of information runs through 5 validation layers. First, there's identity verification, checking if phone numbers work, emails deliver, addresses exist. Then it goes deeper, validating households and connections.
I can see how that would transform their operations. What happens in the other layers?
The third layer is fascinating. It's all about vehicle validation. They're checking VIN numbers, confirming current ownership, and verifying lifecycle data. Then layers 4 and 5 clean everything up, removing duplicates and outdated contacts before anyone wastes time on them.
What kind of results are dealers seeing with this system?
The numbers are incredible. Dealers using confidence scoring are seeing up to 40% improvement in contact rates. Some are cutting their marketing spend by a third while actually increasing their response rates. It's like finally putting on glasses after years of squinting.
That's fascinating. How long does it typically take to see these kinds of results?
Most dealers start seeing improvements within the first month. The BDC notices it first with better contact rates, then marketing sees campaign performance spike because they're targeting real active customers. It's like watching dominoes fall in slow motion.
What about the customer experience side of things?
That's where it gets really interesting. When you're working with high confidence data, you're not sending service reminders to people who've already had the work done, not calling wrong numbers, not mailing to old addresses. The whole customer relationship becomes more professional and precise.
I imagine this must be creating some waves with traditional vendors.
Oh, you better believe it. The good vendors are embracing it because it helps prove their value. The ones who've been skating by with questionable data, they're scrambling. But that's exactly what the industry needs. More accountability and transparency.
Looking ahead, where do you see this heading in the next few years?
I think confidence scoring will become as standard as CRM systems. Early adopters are already seeing huge competitive advantages. Think about it. When you know exactly which customers are in market, what vehicles they actually own, and their true service history, you can make incredibly precise business decisions.
That's quite a shift for such a traditionally relationship-focused industry.
Well, here's the thing. It actually enhances relationships. When you're working with high-confidence data, you can be more personal and relevant in your customer interactions. You're not just throwing things at the wall anymore. You're making strategic decisions based on verified information.
Any final thoughts for dealers considering this approach?
Yes. Start thinking about your data confidence levels now. The future belongs to dealers who can turn their customer data into a competitive advantage. And remember, it's not about having the most data. It's about having the most reliable data. That's what separates the leaders from the followers in modern automotive retail.
Thanks for joining us for episode 2. The dealers who win today aren't the ones with the most data. They're the ones who know which data they can actually trust. The Data Confidence Index turns guesswork into strategy and puts your teams on the right records at the right time. More insights, tools, and data strategies are available at t2modus.com. Join us for episode 3, Suppression Before Spend.